Welcome, everybody, to episode 551 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you? Always this awkward silence.
I'm fine.
Eric's fine.
I was reading something, and I wanted to laugh, and I was trying not to.
What about you, Breakman? I know we didn't get much of a chance to talk before we started the show. How are you doing this week, man?
I'm tired. Is it nap time yet?
Not quite, man. You got.
Is it like after news? Is that when we do nap time?
Yeah, maybe during news. Is it? Slagar's in chat. What's up, Slagar? Appreciate you joining on into the madness that is this show. I think I mentioned. Oh, Bernie's in chat. Welcome on in, Bernie. Commander Roots in there. Slow cool. So we're gonna have a fun time. So how was the Trump rally, Breakman? I know Trump was.
You talking about the one you attended last year?
No, I'm talking about the one.
Oh, you're talking about a different one.
No, okay. I'm talking about the one you attended in Cincinnati, your hometown. I think you were the one that had the Chinga La Migra sign that got accosted at the rally. Is that true?
What does that mean?
fuck ICE, fuck the immigration, you know, all that.
Oh,
bullshit.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't even know what that meant. Yeah, so, yeah, obviously it was me.
Yeah, obviously it was you, man. All right. Lots to talk about this week, guys. We have a plethora of news, which we'll get to right about.
Well, I actually do have a stinko. I just remembered it.
Well, we'll get to it, Eric.
We're not even there yet, man. Did you get a time machine while I wasn't paying attention?
No, I told.
Are you really just hate the news and you're trying to skip it? I get it. I understand.
No, I told him about it and then I forgot.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into it then.
And I remembered. So.
RPG news.
All right, Eric. Let's get into it. First news story of the day.
The first news story is from RPG site about a game called Tower of Time. And it is an action RPG, isometric. Indie publisher Digirati and developer Event Horizon announced that Tower of Time will release on Switch, PlayStation 4, Xbox One in quarter 1, 2020. It originally released on Steam in 2018 after a lengthy early access period. It's a classically styled CRPG with heavy emphasis on tactical combat.
Yeah.
So like Baldur's Gate, I guess.
Yeah, sort of like that. It's another it's kind of a looks to me like a weak Diablo clone. I hate to use that term, but that's exactly what it looks like to me. I mean, it could be good. I don't know. But what are the key features of this game, Eric?
But it says it features technology and magic and 50 hours of gameplay with both hardcore and permadeath and more casual RPG light modes. And adjustable controls for game pads, of course. Key features, 7 distinct classes, a complex skill system, rich equipment and alignment systems, crafting, enchanting, and more. Divide the battlefield with walls of stone, manipulate gravity, unleash torrents of flame, and other with myriad spells. 150 different types of enemies, 50 bosses, each with unique skills and tactics, handcrafted levels, unique combat challenges, multiple modifiers, and 5 difficulty levels.
Handcrafted levels, really? I mean, they didn't sit there and do a claymation thing on it, so the handcrafted.
I think they're trying to assure us it wasn't procedurally generated.
Oh, okay. I guess. Well, I mean, it looks okay. I mean, it's nothing special to me, but
how long is it?
Doesn't say. That's one thing.
Because I just wanted like
50 hours.
Oh, did it? 50 hours? Yeah. Oh, 50 hours. That's not bad.
Yeah, but if you're playing with permadeath, like, imagine you're at the end of the game and then you die.
I know. I'm not a big fan of that type of game style. What was it, Breath of Fire back in the day that did that? And I was like, I don't know.
Oh, Breath of Fire didn't have permadeath.
Yes, it did. Yeah. Sort of. I mean, with Breath of Fire Dragon Quarter.
Yeah. Dragon.
You could save scum, but it was probably more beneficial to just start over because then you could transfer your party experience.
Yeah. I'm definitely not a fan of permadeath at all. That's why I play video games. If I wanted permadeath, I would just live real life and never play a video game. You know, I'm not.
You'd live real life like it was Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, exactly. Just, you know, stealing cars and hopefully my police meter would go up, my stars, and I would just get obliterated by the army or something. No.
One of my favorite things in that game when I was playing, I think it was in 4, I was on a date with another character, and she was talking about how nice of a guy I was. Meanwhile, I'm like running red lights and run people over, and the cops are trying to get me and all this shit, and she's keep talking about like wanting to come back to her place and stuff. I'm like, all right, this is pretty awesome.
Yeah, that game is kind of underrated. I kind of like it.
I don't think Grand Theft Auto is underrated at all. Like, that's a premier franchise.
No. I'm not saying the series as a whole. I'm saying 4 in the series. I thought four was actually rather good. I don't know, but
there are a lot of complaints people have with 4, things like the. I think the movement of the character they didn't like. There were so many complaints that it's like, okay, still the gameplay's fun, isn't it?
Like, yeah, I agree. That's why I said it's like, to me, it's like kind of underrated. All right, break. Let's move on to, hopefully this isn't underrated, the next story.
Coming to us live from RPG Site, Genshin Impact is coming to PlayStation 4 next year. Oh, well, there you go.
No date on it or anything?
Oh, you want me to read more? Okay, fine. Genshin Impact seems to take heavy inspiration from Breath of the Wild and features a large open world with an anime art style. Unlike Zelda, however, Genshin Impact features over 30 characters with various skill sets, and players can create a party of 4 to explore. MiHoYo's Samlai... Also took the who what? MiHoYo's Samlai. I guess MiHoYo is a magazine or something. Briefly introduced the game, or maybe the or, I don't know.
There's a trailer. It looks good. It looks really good. It's kind of shell shaded aesthetic, and the character designs are very vibrant and good. I think this actually might be pretty decent. I don't know.
This is an announcement trailer, there is no release date yet.
Yeah. The good thing about the trailer, though, they have, like, in-game footage, which is nice. And they used in-game, like, assets to do the trailer, which I always appreciate.
Well, of course, it's not a AAA game.
Yeah, I hate CG trailers, man. I mean, I think that's just – it's just stupid, but
– It's bullshit is what it is. Like, they're trying to sell their game, but, you know, gamers want to play the games.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
You're going by the old notion of selling to retail and such like that, but...
Yeah.
Remember how the Avengers game got a leak and, like, Square shut it down because they apparently don't want people to know about the gameplay?
That's so weird to me, man. Show a little bit of gameplay, even if it's just like a you know, like an alpha test or something. I don't know, man. Whatever. Spring 2020 is what it said for this game. Let's move on to the next story from RPGsite.net. Minoria set to release for PC on August 27th. There's the story. No, it's actually 1999, being developed by Bomb Service, works as a spiritual successor to Momodora Reverie Under the Moonlight.
You should play that. That's on the Switch, and I think it's on the PS4 and Xbox One now.
Yeah, maybe I will, man. Looks cool. Looks interesting. So, Momodora, huh? It's really good. Mm-hmm. What is it?
That sounds like a Godzilla monster.
It's basically a Metroidvania.
I like Metroidvania, so I would be okay with it. As long as it's not like fucking Salt and Sanctuary, like
no, the hardest it's fucking... more like Symphony of the Night.
Yeah, I could handle that.
It is difficult, but it's manageable.
Okay, as long as it's manageable, Eric, I trust you, man. But because like fucking Salt and Sanctuary, man, that's about the limit to my skill, man. I can't get... past that one boss, man. No matter how, I think I tried like 30, 40 fucking times, man. I was like, what the fuck am I doing wrong here? I looked at videos and I'm like, Jesus Christ. whatever.
You didn't pay somebody else to do it for you.
That's right. Well, I mean, I don't have any money.
Pay me, I'll do it.
How dare you, Eric? Yeah, how dare you?
So which movie did Godzilla kill Darien? Momo, what is it? Momo, how do you pronounce that again?
Momodora.
Momodora. Which movie was that?
I think that was the American version of Godzilla. You know, the one with Matthew Broderick. I think.
Okay.
All right, Eric. Yeah,
the one that wanted to be a 90s comedy with the one-liners and such.
Exactly. All right, Eric, you're up.
Okay. Project Witchstone, open world sandbox RPG, to launch for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC in quarter two of 2020. Spearhead Games, who did Omen Sight and Stories, The Path of Destinies, which apparently is really good, and I still need to... Oh, wait, I'm thinking of some other game.
Yeah.
Never mind. That game sucks.
I was thinking... I just haven't played it yet. I was thinking of Shyness. I still need to play Shyness.
Shyness is good, man. I like Shyness.
Oh. Anyways, the official website is available, and the Steam page is up, and it's a living world sandbox RPG that draws inspiration from pen and paper RPGs to offer wide-level freedom to roleplay in the game world, and seems to be largely inspired by Divinity Original Sin.
Yeah, I was going to say it looks really good. I mean, this is the opposite of what we saw in that earlier game we talked about. To me, it looks good.
This looks pretty.
Yeah. Stuff. Lurks is in chat. Welcome back, Lurks. Appreciate you joining.
It's Perda.
Yeah.
This game is it looks like a Perda World of Warcraft.
Yeah. Anything else?
World of Warcraft is fucking ugly as motherfucker.
Yeah, it was, man. Hey,
Eric, it was bad then. I wonder how it looks now.
Yeah, I know. I haven't looked.
Still bad?
Yeah, probably.
Well, I mean, yeah, but it's like anciently bad.
Yeah, like epically bad.
No, I think Dark Ages of Camelot is still uglier.
Yeah. All right, Eric, is that it on this story?
Or the original EverQuest.
That was terrible looking.
I don't know how people play. I watched somebody play that for like 10 minutes, and I'm like, why do you play this?
I know. I remember Guild Wars.
I think even EverQuest 2 looks worse than World of Warcraft.
Yeah. I think when Guild Wars came out, that was like, I mean, it looked really pretty. It wasn't a great game, but it looked really, really good at the time. You know what I'm saying? All right, Eric, is that it?
Guild 3 is more enjoyable than Guild Wars or Guild Wars 2.
No, I understand. I'm just saying it looked good at the time. All right, Eric, anything else on this?
There's a bunch of other stuff, but I don't want to talk about it.
All right. Breakman.
Coming to us live from RPG Site. Outer Worlds will release on Nintendo Switch. Okay. Yeah. There you go. Obsidian Entertainment and Private Division announced that game will release on the Switch. You know, basically what I'm saying. We already knew it was coming to the PC, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One.
Yeah, yeah. This is weird. Like, out of nowhere. This is noteworthy because, this was supposed to be a game that was supposed to be, like very console tech-heavy. You know what I mean? Like, that was supposed to be, like tax the system. So... for them to put it on the Switch, I think, is a huge, huge accomplishment. I don't know the specs on it and how
it's going to probably look and run similarly to Doom and Wolfenstein do.
Yeah, I know The Witcher looks really good. So if they can do wonders with The Witcher on the Switch, then I'm sure this will be fine. Freak5's in chat. Welcome, Freak5. He says, hello, Grinders. Nice to see you in there, Freak5. All right, I think it's my turn next, isn't it? This comes to us from Silicon Era. Romance of the Three Kingdoms 14 announced for PS4 and PC coming west in early 2020. That's all there is there. There's
I hope it's better than 13 because 13 has performance issues.
Yeah. There's no gameplay on it yet. It's just a nifty
CD. So you're saying 13 couldn't get it up, huh?
Exactly.
It's a strategy RPG with the least amount of investment of graphical detail that you would expect from a strategy game.
Yeah.
But it still had issues during the battles.
Yeah. All right, Eric.
Crappy graphics and shitty gameplay. Nice. Yeah. Well done.
Yeah. You're up, Eric. I can't show this.
Well, the graphics weren't crappy. They just, weren't
low
great.
Res. Okay.
It's a strategy RPG. Not great. They're not going to crappy. They're not going to put a lot of effort into it, but, if they're not going to do that, then performance should at least be better, but it wasn't.
Yeah. All right, Eric, I cannot show the trailer for the next one because it's a Namco Bandai trailer.
Namco.
Namco, yeah, exactly. Namco. All right, Eric.
Digimon Re-Arise, okay. It's headed westward for smartphones. Let's see. It released for smartphones in June 2018, and now it's coming to West and for iOS and Android. Oh, no date, really. Just whenever they can get it approved, I guess.
Ugh, but non-story.
Key features are a story connecting Digimon and Digimon Tamers. I guess that means Digimon Adventure, not Digimon. Yeah. But a completely original story that follows Tamers and the Digimon as they grow and deepen their friendship.
Aww.
Oh, wait. I think it was speaking of
Digimon. They kill each other.
Nice. The Digimon and their Tamers. Oh, sorry. I was confusing people. Digimon Tamer is a TV series.
But, they don't grow in a relationship. They grow in their slave owner relationship.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's not how it works. That's not how it works. I've seen this series. Yeah.
It's not like Pokemon. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what the Digimon Emperor did until they beat him up and told him he was a doofus, and then he became a good guy.
Blake Man is classic, man.
That's all it takes to turn somebody into a good guy is call him a doofus?
No.
You were a doofus!
They called him a doofus, then they beat the shit out of him.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
He did something different. Mm-hmm. No, well, okay. Somebody go beat the shit out of Mitch McConnell.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
They called him a doofus.
Yeah, exactly.
I better have not said that.
I know.
Just as part of the... I'm not...
He got caught on the moment.
Anybody go hurt... a senator.
Yeah. All right.
But, anyways, a brand new character is designed and illustrated by Katsuyoshi Nakatsuru, who was original character designer from Digimon Animated Series. Nurturing Digimon Tamer friendships through shared moments. Watch your Digimon interact and play together in custom Digitown. Connect with other Tamers and work towards common goals. Test the strength of your bonds in battle. Build a personalized Digimon team and prove the power of your friendship in real-time battles of up to 5v5. Go head-to-head in Battle Park and team up with fellow trainers against the powerful Digimon Clash battles. And more training stuff.
Okay. All right. That's it. All right, break. Next story, please.
Before I go to that, Freakin' in chat would like to point out that Frank is a doofus.
Freak is exiled, as usual, so there you go.
Coming to us live from Silicon Era, Sony ends PSP 3000 repair services in Japan on September 30th, 2019. That's sad. I need a new PSP. I got all these PSP games I love, and I can't play any of them, and it's just sad.
Yeah, if you want to repair it after that point, you'll have to find someone who actually messes with that stuff for a living.
Yeah. Those shops are harder and harder to find. Like, yeah, there was a good one, but this shit happened. You know, whatever.
Yeah, I'd like to point out that Freak 5 misspelled your. It's the contraction you apostrophe R E.
Wow, wow. I didn't catch that. I was busy trying to read something else. What am I hearing my voice for? What the?
Yeah, that was weird.
So I wonder how long they'll carry on repairs for the Vita.
They'll probably end them the day after.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. All right, we're done with that. The Vita's done too. What? Yeah. What'd you say?
Exactly. Let's move on to the next stories from Silicon Era. The Game Paradise Cruise and Mix special Nintendo Switch version will take people on another ride. So it will have a simultaneous North American European release date.
There's a SMUP collection.
Yeah, release date in fall 2019. Doesn't give us much. $99 limited edition will also give people the soundtrack on the CD and record, a Memorial Works art book, a collectible coin, and Clarice Bomber on it. I don't know what that means. And 21 reproductions of Jaleco game flyers. Only 1,500 copies will be made and sold through the Dispatch Games store. So.
It's basically a shmup that has lots of Jaleco characters. Do you know any of the Jaleco characters?
Yeah, no.
Oh, God. Like, from the NES days, shit.
Yeah, like, Bases Loaded.
Yeah, oh, shit. Like, Jesus.
Wow. Yeah, that's taking us back. All right, Eric, you're up.
I got maybe totally rads in this game.
Oh my god,
there were some fun Jellico games.
I salty go chocolate balls for Eclipse. All right,
Eric. No, I said I want to sing that chef song. He says salty chocolate balls. No, I'm talking about simultaneously. Yeah. You and me. Simultaneously, and like it's him and having a threesome, basically.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Eric, you're up.
All right, Yomiwari is coming to smartphones, and this is from Silicon Era. And the original Yomiwari Night Alone first released for the PS Vita back in October 2015, and Nippon-Nichi wants fans to try it out again with the new smartphone version that released in Japan. It also released on Steam if you want to play it there, or the Switch. You want to play it there. Strangely, they never ported it to PS4, even though they did that for the sequel. But, anyways, it is a survival horror game where you walk around and try not to get killed by all the monsters that are flying in the shadows.
Hey, you don't get to fight back, you just try not to get killed?
But you can, like, throw things that can distract them, but you can't fight back, no.
Oh, God, yeah, not my kind of game.
Yeah. It still looks cool. I might play it.
It's still a good game.
Yeah. Freak 5 says simultaneous love and baby 2 or 3. okay. So cool deal. It looks really good. It's kind of got like, I know you're going to kill me when I say this, Eric, but it's sort of got like a Corpse Party vibe to it. Kind of like that kind of style, but smartphone. So there you go. All right.
A Corpse Marriage.
Yeah.
It's not a party, it's a it's a Corpse After Party.
Yeah, there you go. That'll work too, man. All right, Break, you're up. Break, did we lose you?
Uh-huh.
We lost Break. Okay, then I will do the next story. This comes to us from Silicon Era. Mistover combines roguelike and RPG battles to create a genuinely hard experience. Oh, great. Exactly what I need and want. So there you go. There's 10 minutes of... the demo playtest. It's really hardcore. Not my kind of game. Really shitty video, so I really wish they wouldn't like.
It also looks really dark.
It does look dark. That's what I was going to say. I mean, it's. I don't know. I'll wait. You know what? We'll wait to comment on this story until we get some like better gameplay footage and stuff like that. So, Breakman, are you back? We must have lost Breakman. Okay. Eric, next story, please.
My next story is, excuse me, I need to yawn. There we go. Sorry, I just couldn't figure out how to mute that really quickly. But, you know, European and Australian versions will arrive on October 4th of this year. And it's a visual novel that's a remake of the original PC 98 release.
Did you ever play
that? And what?
Did you ever play that, Eric?
No, because it wasn't released in English. I think there was only one English translation, and it was unofficial, and it was for the Windows version.
Gotcha. Okay.
But anyways, it originally started out as Arrowgate, but then they made an all-ages version with that stuff removed, and that released on a bunch of different consoles, but it was never ported or brought over the West until now.
Yeah.
Because... and now it's got new artwork that makes it look nice.
Yeah, and it'll be censored even further by Sony.
And it's I think there's only like one part of the game that's like censored, and that's it. But
well, see, there you go.
But let's see. It's like I think from what I could tell in the story, it's about someone who gets stuck in another world.
Okay, all right. That's, I mean, it sounds cool. I mean, it came from an Iroge, so why not?
I need to tell you about the October 1st North American release too, and that's okay. It really.
All right,
it's coming out on the PS4 and Switch. So
okay, cool. Breakman, you're up. It's the good life.
Oh yeah, and PC. So yeah.
Okay, good life story. Breakman, do we have you back? Is Breakman here? Okay, I'll do it. This comes to us from Silicon Era. Good Life, delayed until spring 2020. People will need to wait a bit longer to experience a good life instead of arriving In quarter four 2019, it now has a spring 2020 release window. It was provided as part of a Kickstarter update that offered new insights into and both screenshots and footage of things people will be able to do in the game. So, yeah, there you go. It's just been delayed. So if you were expecting this game, you know, there you go. Shit's frozen. What's frozen? Hey, do we have Breakman?
He says he can hear, but he can't do anything. So it's his PC acting up.
Yeah, let me, I mean, I guess I can hang up on you two and then call you right back. I mean, that might be the way to do it. But so there you go. I'll Breakman. Hey, Break, I can hear you.
Hello?
Yes. Breakman, are you there?
Oh, fucking thank God. Jesus Christ, the shit froze, and I was sitting there talking like, low.
Yeah, we couldn't hear you at all, man, like at all.
I know. I could hear you guys and nothing. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, it's all good.
I wasn't muted either.
Yeah, that's really what, weird.
That part that really pissed me off, because sometimes I'll mute it and it'll get stuck muted, but this time like I wasn't even muted, and it's just I can't.
Dungeon Buster tackled you in chat, Breakman. So just let you know right when you get back, Dungeon.
That's what I think of Skype.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what it is. Well, you know what, Breakman, you get to do the honors of the next story. I'm sure you'll be very.
Did you guys do the Good Life Delayed? Yes, coming to us live from Soconera. Mega Drive Mini delayed a couple weeks in Europe to October 4th, 2019.
Yeah. Okay. Does this make you sad, Breakman?
It says unavoidable logistic challenges. That sucks, but I'm sure it's because of, you know, it's a bunch of separate countries. Europe isn't one country, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Different logistics. Languages and different, just different laws and stuff across the Europe.
Yeah. Different shipping routes that they have to figure out.
Yep. Yeah. There's a lot of work to be done. I get it.
Yeah. All right. So not a lot of homie discounts. I will tell you guys that there's a summer sale going on, and it's all the usual suspects, you know, like Need for Speed, and, you know, you guys can sort through all of those. So we'll skip homie discounts this week. But in lieu of that, we have this. Breakman, what do we got this week?
That's such a beautiful empty or beautiful entry for an empty mailbox.
It sure is. Oh, it's empty. Oh wow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, hey, I just like playing that that little soundbite.
Beautiful entry. Yeah. Beautiful entry into the segment.
And yeah. And then
it's spoiled by an empty mailbox.
And then we get nothing, even though you know, we always ask people to send in Breakman questions on.
I know. I'm trying to save your relationships, people. Like, I there are marriages that are in ruin right now that I can save with a simple tweet. You know.
You know. I say the same thing. Where was dear Breakman like 4 years ago for me?
I know. You know? I know, dude. I'm sorry. I'm sorry we waited so long. It's my fault. I apologize.
Yeah. All right. As long as you know that. All right. Well, shit. Let's move on to.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Inquiring minds want to know what you've been playing, Breakman.
I haven't had much time of anything, but I have played a little more of the Castlevania Classic, which is freaking awesome. Mostly I've just been playing Super Castlevania. I've had about enough time to play through one level a night. I just beat the mummy, so yeah, I'm almost at the end.
Well, that's good, man. I mean, you're making progress.
It's just sad. It's like, oh, I got about a half hour. Let's see.
You had more gameplay I had this than I did, man. I played, you know what I played? I played literally 20 minutes of Bloodborne, and that was it. And I didn't even get past the first little section because I kept on getting killed, because that's what they should just rename Bloodborne Die immediately, because that's what that game
Frank
is.
Sucks, so they should name it too.
No,
in games like I'm playing, like these old school games, there are so many fucking cheap deaths in these games.
I know, man. Fucking Castlevania, man.
The one up the clock tower in Castlevania, I'm on the, I barely missed the jump. Oh, you're fucking kidding me.
You know what'll make you even sicker, Breakman? Watch a fucking speed run of it, and you're like, god damn son of a bitch, why? You know, it's like, how are these people so good? Like, I know it's practice, but god damn it, man, you know. All right,
I don't have the patience to practice that much, you know, and even if I did, I'd still would I have enough time to ever get that good?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I think it isn't just practice. I think there's innate skill in what they're doing too.
Yeah. All right. Runners. Yeah, exactly. All right. Yeah, there is definitely skill, man, for sure, and practice. All right, Eric, right. You're up. What have you been playing?
I've been playing more London Detective Mysteria, Salt and Sanctuary on the Vita, because the Vita has a different trophy list compared to the PS4 version, so you have to do it again if you want all the trophy.
Oh, are man. You going after trophies?
Yeah, just
because it's... You who has mocked achievement whores many, many times are on a trophy
I'll
hunt?
I'll do it if it's within reach. If it's like beyond my ability, I won't bother.
Okay.
Yeah, and the multiplayer ones suck. Because I don't play multiplayer.
Yeah. Tiny Metal, Full Metal Rumble, which is a sequel to Tiny Metal, and a shoot 'em up called Pararumi, which has a shield system that you can regenerate, the number of hits you're allowed to take is kind of like your lives, but the weird thing is it has no continue system. The only way to recover your shield is to attack enemies with the same color of the weapon you're using, because each of the buttons has a certain color attack. Yeah. And you have to attack enemies that are colored the same. So it's kind of the opposite of Ikaruga, but I don't know. It's too hard for me, though, so screw trying to beat that. I'm just going to watch a video. I have to review it, so look for the review soon.
All right, cool.
It's a well-made game. It's just not for me at all.
Yeah. Anything else you've been playing?
God Eater 3 on the Switch.
Okay.
Cool. So has God gotten more tasty over the years?
You're eating these things called origami, which are basically like monster god things.
Yeah. All right.
Well, but I'm saying it's the third one. They've learned new cooking secrets and stuff like that, right? I've seen cooking.
The God Eaters became more powerful so they could survive this thing called the Ash Blight, which is basically like cancer.
Jesus.
It's sentient cancer that kills everything. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, I hope that answers your question there, Break Man. They're getting tastier and tastier. But
yep, they got to fight back the cancer. You don't want cancer ruining the meat. So, yeah. Okay.
Exactly. You ain't going to want to. Eat any malignant bullshit, you know? All right, let's move on. Speaking of reviews, Eric.
RP Grinders reviews.
You have a review this week. The only review. You're going to be reviewing what?
I saw Crawl, which is co-produced by Sam Raimi, and I don't know who the other guy was. But I normally don't like Raimi movies because... Spider-Man Raimi movies were, they were like, this is just garbage.
Yeah, 3 was garbage, no question. Like 1 and 2. 2 was my
Crawl favorite. Is a fantastic movie, by the way. Before you go in, go ahead.
It's about, how this, I'm guessing she's in college. This calm college girl, gets a phone call from her sister, and once they're trying to find out where their dad is because he's not answering their calls, and she decides to go over to Florida to find him, but a hurricane's coming in, and she really shouldn't even be bothering going over there. But so she goes over the house, finds out that he's not there, so she goes over to the old house. Because apparently that's where they used to live when they were children before the parents got divorced. And he tried selling a house and never was successful. But she goes there and she basically goes downstairs in the crawl space where all the dirt and shit is. And finds out her dad's injured in a corner somewhere. And then he's trapped in there with two gators. And the storm is getting worse and the water level is rising, so the place is flooding. So now they have to escape these gators and avoid drowning.
Yeah, it was an. I thought it was a really good creature feature. Did you see this, Breakman?
And there's a dog in the movie, and I'm just going to say the dog does not die.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I love Crawl. It's amazing.
The dog doesn't die, right?
Not Crawl. Not you and Dungeon in chat, man. You guys, man. Crawl. Like you're on your hands and knees crawling, not crawl. Crawl.
Well, that doesn't sound doesn't sound as fun. Like there's a Cyclops in Crawl.
I know, man. I mean, Crawl was awesome, man. We'll get to
And the shapeshifter, like it was a big surprise. He lived at the end. They weren't expecting that. Like a lot of people thought he would die quick.
Dungeon says
they're assholes.
Dungeon says
I must have missed what you said, Breakman, because I wasn't looking at chat.
Yeah.
No, I said I love Crawl. You said Crawl. Like I'm talking about a movie from the 80s.
Yeah, I could barely tell what you were saying at that point.
Let's see. Dungeon says save versus Crawl. Exactly. Said and the giant spider. Don't forget the giant spider. Breakman.
Yeah, like it was sort of fantasy Seven Samurai, basically. Yeah. You know, like a hero. A guy who needs help goes around collecting heroes and stuff like that, and then like they basically he saves the day eventually with their help, but most of them die
in the past. Yeah, exactly. All right, was there anything else you wanted to say about Crawl before you give it a number, Eric?
Not really. I mean, it ends kind of abruptly. I was kind of expecting there to be like an epilogue sequence, but like no.
Yeah, it did. That's the one thing about that movie. Like when it's over, it's over. There's like nothing. Like that's it. But I
not even the stinger that shows you there's even more gators.
Yeah, no, I was expecting that too. But it actually was I thought it was a really good creature feature, Eric. And if I had to give it, a number, I would personally give it an 8 out of 10. I thought it was a pretty excellent creature feature. What are you giving it, Eric?
I'm going to give it an 8.5.
Yeah, it's pretty damn good, man. You guys should check out Crawl, not Crawl. Crawl's good, excellent too, but make sure you check out Crawl.
Crawl's probably a movie that has not aged well at all.
Yeah.
And you're probably running on nostalgia fumes and the fact that you probably haven't seen it in forever.
Well, since you haven't seen it, you have no dog in the fight.
I just need to find time. So. It's on Tubi or Crackle. That's right. Yeah.
It's
on Crackle.
It's good, man. It's good. I mean, the effects obviously haven't aged like the best, man, but I mean, what can you expect? But all right, I think trying to read stuff in the chat.
We're talking about Liam Neeson.
Okay, yeah. All right, let's.
Oh yeah, I should probably watch Taken, just the first one, maybe not the second or third.
I've never seen Taken.
That's a good series. I actually like all three. Third one kind of gets long in the tooth, but the first couple of Takens are pretty good. I mean, I'm not a huge Liam Neeson fan after his comments and stuff, but I mean, he does do a good action movie. So I guess if you're going to watch an action movie, either watch John Wick or you know, some of the Liam Neeson ones. All right, let's move on to...
what is it?
Stinko of the Week.
Yeah, I didn't see any... Heiscapades. I didn't think anybody had any Heiscapades. So let's just move on to our Stinko of the Week. Breakman, what you got this week?
Okay, I've got a few. I'll just go say the first one real quick. It's the computer issues I've been having. Like, it took me forever to get on here, and then obviously in the middle of the show, I couldn't talk for a while. So, you know.
That's great, man.
I know. Fan-fucking-tastic.
Exactly.
And the second one goes to, it's kind of a sports related question. So I got a question for you, Frank.
Yeah.
How often does your team play the Pirates?
We're both in the NL. Not that often. Yeah. We're not in the same division. Not that often.
I know you're not in the same division, but we're both in the National League.
Yeah.
And what's your perspective on the Pirates when you do play them?
I don't have any feelings towards the Pirates one way or another. I mean, I kind of like them from afar, I guess. They're not like high on my list or anything, you know. But like, what are you getting at, Breakman?
The reason I ask is because I've been talking to a lot of other fans of a lot of the other teams. It's not just the Reds. Clint Hurdle, the manager of that team, apparently has a history of doing this, and this year he's kind of ratcheted up, having his players target other players.
He did that here in Colorado. He was Colorado's manager.
Okay, then what the hell are you liking him for, dude?
Yeah.
Like, this guy has got to go. Like, and when I say targeting, Eric, it means the pitcher who throws a ball, usually 95 miles per hour, yeah. I believe is the average speed of a pitch right now.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, just basically a hard rock. At the manager's direction, he is telling his pitchers to throw at people's heads.
I think there should be huge fines. I think
he should be kicked out of the sport. He's going to get somebody killed.
I agree. I 100% agree. Like, baseball is not the most physical sport, but it is still super dangerous because you are getting thrown at 95 miles an hour.
Yeah, and people are thinking like, oh, he's going too much. Like, oh, they'll get killed. No, people die watching baseball games getting hit by balls.
Yeah.
A woman last year died on her anniversary.
Yeah.
It's a shitty story to keep bringing up. Earlier this year, a child was almost killed when she was hit by a ball.
Yes.
Like, it's dangerous.
Yeah.
That's why me and Frank advocate netting. More netting.
Yeah, absolutely. And the same goes for fighting in hockey. I hate it, and I wish they would just get rid of it because it serves no purpose. If all you're trying to do is bully or intimidate the other team, then you're not being a good sport. And that's what
they've cut a lot back on what it used to be compared to the 80s, because there used to be like the goon squad in the 80s, there'd be people that were on the team who could barely skate even that were on there just to go beat somebody up.
Yeah, I wish that they would just get rid of fighting altogether and say if you fight, you get a 15-game suspension. And then if you do it after that, then you're kicked out for the rest of the year, and you do it one more time, then you're kicked out of the league. Three strikes, you're out. You know what I mean? Like, that's the way I feel about that. But I agree with you. Like, there is no three strikes if you get hit by a pitch in the head. I don't know how some of these people survive this, Breakman, but people that get hit in the head with the pitch, it's devastating. It sucks.
Yeah, back years ago, it's ended several pitchers' careers, you know?
Yeah.
It's not something because of the technology they have now and stuff that usually ends their career anymore. I think more luck has to do anything with that. Yeah, I don't believe in luck, but you know what I mean.
Sports are too Spartan for their own good.
I agree.
And we've got owners that like just want money and don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I don't mind competition at all. I love sports. I love watching.
Competition's a good thing, I think. But Eric's definitely right about the money. Like, these owners make so much money, and they give pittance to the people who are actually working.
Let me illustrate a point. I'm glad you brought this up, Breakman. Years ago, when Randy Johnson was still pitching, he would pitch in the high 90s to like low hundreds, like when he was in his prime. He threw a pitch.
He's the guy who killed a bird, right?
That's what I was just going to get to.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's okay. My bad.
He threw a pitch, and the pitch was like 100 miles an hour when they clocked it, and it hit a pigeon because the pigeon was flying through, you know, the pitching zone. And he threw a pitch, and it hit a pigeon, and it obliterated the pigeon. Like, you just saw feathers just fly. It was an instant kill.
Yeah, it's like a 1 in a billion chance.
Yeah, but it illustrated the point of how hard these guys throw the ball.
Yeah.
Like, it just – that bird was no more. Like, there was just feathers. That was it. Feathers and guts everywhere. That's how devastating those pitches are. So I agree with you 100%, man. He should go. No question. No question. What else you got, Breakman?
My other one goes to some certain jackass rapist, racist, you see, bigoted, lying, cheating, tax evading.
Oh, you're talking about the president of the United States.
Oh, yeah, the racist chief.
The guy that says he's president.
Yeah,
the guy that we keep letting be president.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know, even though more and more people keep calling for it, like, there's still the one person who can do it. It's like, no.
Oh, God.
I got a strategy.
100...
Sitting on your hands is not a strategy.
Right. 118 representatives now favor impeachment in the House, so that's got to tell you something.
We got all these investigations going and stuff like that. Yeah. You're not investigating them. You have other people off doing that, you know?
Yeah.
You aren't doing anything. Yeah. You could be doing something.
Yeah, Winsock is in chat. Welcome, Winsock.
Sorry. Yeah. I don't, this isn't supposed to turn into an anti-Pelosi chant.
Yeah, Freak 5 says that video on YouTube. It is Freak 5, and it's crazy. You just, I don't like looking at it because it's just gross. But, yeah, it's on YouTube for sure. He's talking about the Randy Johnson.
The bird thing, yeah.
The bird murder.
Oh, yeah. That bird did not have a chance.
No, not at all. All right. Why is
so anyway? He's on my list because he's doing his rally here in my beautiful city again, stinking up the joint.
was he with the Criminal Five?
I have no idea. I have no idea who was down there and stuff like that. Only thing I was doing really was watching more of the crowd. I was more interested in what they would do and say, like, because God knows, like, the last thing I needed, it was just the last thing I wanted to hear is people in my city, like, chant and go, send her back.
Yeah.
Like, that would have just made me sick to my stomach, you know.
I did see some violence at that rally.
Right. Yeah, I definitely saw some violence. And it's sad. Like, and not only that, I heard some of the people talking about going to the rally. They said they're afraid for their lives. They're afraid of getting shot by, like, the anti-Trump protesters and stuff. Like, what are you talking about?
Which has never happened ever.
Right.
Like, the Trump protesters are the ones who are violent. Are you kidding me?
Right. Usually...
Like, and we have, in fact, in there, at one point they attacked a guy with a protester sign. He wasn't being violent. And there's another video where a guy was driving by and he saw a protester, an old man. He got out of his car and beat up an old man.
Yeah, I saw that, like, too, man.
What the fuck is wrong with these
fucking... And again, these people belong to the same party that believes rape isn't rape, so they probably believe their violence isn't violence.
Let me add to that, too. Speaking of this party, the Republican Party,
yeah.
Earlier this week, there was a recording released of the patron saint of the Republican Party calling African American, or I'm sorry, no, they weren't African Americans, they're just Africans, like black Africans, monkeys.
You're talking about Reagan.
Yes, Ronald Reagan. Yes, Ronald Reagan, the guy they hold up, is the best thing ever. Have you heard one of them say anything?
No, because they're cowards, Brakeman. And we've known
not,
this
not
for...
Not a goddamn one of them.
Yeah, we've known this for a long time.
Your racist piece of shit is on video calling black people... I'm not going to even repeat it. Like, it's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
Where's this video? I want to show some people that actually like Reagan.
It's not video, it's an audio clip, but it's awful. It's between Richard Nixon and Ronald Reagan.
And Nixon, yeah. So it's like, oh, so Nixon was a racist. We kind of figured that anyway.
Well, we knew that.
Like, he did what he could to, like, distance himself from anybody who was outwardly racist, but... Yeah. But, you know, he was one of those guys who's definitely racist.
Oh, yeah, Reagan.
Reagan has been able to shield himself from a lot of it. There's no shielding himself from this. This is him calling black people monkeys.
Well, he's dead, so he can't shield himself.
Yeah, well, I mean...
right, but I'm saying he's not being... He doesn't have all the people blocking it and making sure that this kind of stuff doesn't get released and stuff like that,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I heard that.
Like, are you kidding me? Like, the only thing... What do you have to hear him say the N-word? And even then, I think they'd be, like, completely silent.
Yeah, either that or they would justify it. Like, there's supposedly audio tapes of Trump saying that. I think it's CBS that has those tapes. And even if those tapes were to come out, like people would justify it, or they would definitely. You know, say that, he really didn't say that. That was just locker room talk or whatever fucking bullshit that they pull out of their ass at the time, you know. And it does anger me, Brakeman.
Like the people I fuck with on Twitter, like, they deny facts and evidence and everything else. Like, well, no, Trump's never touched a woman ever. Like, that's it, like, these are baseless accusations. Like, he would never, like, all these women are set up and they're paid to do it and such like that. Like,
yeah, baseless except for the fact that there's court documents that say otherwise.
I know. I had one guy arguing with me. There's no evidence whatsoever. I'm like, what? Your head up your ass. Like, I'm not, you know, I'm not doing research for these people because I'm just fucking with them for the most part.
Yeah.
And having a lot of fun.
Well, I mean, there's actual, like, you know, people have went to court over this, but of course,
like, Trump... a 12-year-old girl. Taking him and Epstein to court over, basically, were filed charges against him before death threats. and fear for her life and the lives of her family and loved ones forced her to run. Yeah. Well, I don't mean like run away. I mean like run from the
from the court. Or they do these bullshit settlements you know, the people know that they're not, you know, going to get the truth out there because of the intimidation tactics. So they settle out of court for undisclosed amounts, which, you know, are probably life changing for them and a pittance to anybody, you know, in that hierarchy.
Exactly. Like as we were talking about before, athletes. Like, I know people get up in arms because an athlete will make like $100 million. Well, who do you think is getting the rest of the money? Like, he's given the team, like, I think the team, what's the pay limit right now? Like, $500 million or something like that?
Yeah, I don't know, man. But
meanwhile, baseball is making more money than it's ever made. Billionaires.
Yes, billionaires.
are getting more money than they have ever got before, the players aren't really getting that much of a raise.
Right. I always find it funny. I always wish for higher salaries for players, whether it's basketball, baseball, football. Mm-hmm. I know it's asinine and ridiculous because they're playing a game for that. But they work hard.
Right. But they're the ones who are doing it. And I don't look at it that way as them playing a game. You know what I look at athletes as? Entertainers.
Yeah.
That's their job, is to entertain us.
Yeah.
By winning, usually. You know, their job is to entertain the home team.
Yeah. And billionaires, what do they do?
Movie stars make lots of fucking money, don't they?
Yeah, but you know who makes more? The fucking producers.
I know, the producers, you're right. The
producers are billionaires, man. They make a shit ton of money. I thought about being a producer. They earn money
for basically doing nothing.
No, they do a lot of work and they have to put up money. Like, it's not an exact science, Eric. Like, if you put up money for a movie, it's not guaranteed.
Talking about the business owners in sports.
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, but see, that's a thing. That's guaranteed revenue. I mean, everybody goes. I mean, you know, there's a huge fan base for football.
I actually wish that was true, but unfortunately, there are too many owners that like the monkey with the teams. Yeah, like they want to fiddle with them and get in there and like fool around with them and choose rosters and stuff like that. Owners think you know what the fuck you're doing. No, you're a fucking stupid moron. Yeah, you're talking when it comes like to this.
Jerry Jones.
They're professionals.
He wants to earn money for nothing.
Yeah.
We'll tweak the system to work in their favor over everybody else.
Dungeon says, speaking of movies, Hobbs and Shaw was pretty good, so that's cool. All right, Breakman.
I saw the score on like Rotten Tomatoes was like 63, so I was like, I don't know.
It actually went up. I think it's like 70 something now. So
going with low expectations, I'd say. Yeah. It looks like it's one of the, as long as you're expecting like just an over the top action movie, I think you'll be okay.
I am kind of disappointed that Statham and The Rock basically tweak like their shoots so that they can avoid not getting beat up too badly.
I would guess that would be the case.
Because they're worried about not looking wimpy or something because movies like this are too testosterone driven for their own good, I guess.
Yeah, but the thing is, Rock is like twice the size of Statham, man. So, like, you know, it's like...
He could probably handle not getting beat up.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's move on. Breakman, do you have anything else Stinko-wise?
No, I think that's enough.
All right, Eric, you're up.
My stinko is Japan's done the first capital punishment of the year.
Oh, boy.
And it just adds to their list of...
atrocities?
Crappy conservative traditions alongside things like whaling, which they started again this year.
Yeah, I don't understand. I thought they were a non-capital punishment country.
No, they are definitely a capital punishment. It's just that there's a lot of social pressure to not do it, which is why they don't do it that often.
Yeah,
they still do it.
It saddens me that this country still does capital punishment, and I hate it.
This is what happens when you got Shinzo Abe's cabinet working things instead of, you know, anybody else.
Yeah.
That has sense. But thankfully there are protesters. Yeah, and the worst thing is that their form of capital punishment isn't electrocution or injections, it's hanging.
Yeah.
So it's absolutely cruel, and this is why people are protesting.
Yeah, I think all of it is cruel, to be honest with you, Eric. I mean, you can go down the line, whether it's drugs or electric chair, hanging. Firing squad seems to be about the best, I guess. But still, I go back to the point, like, if you kill one person...
Wouldn't it be like ODing on heroin be the best way to die?
Because
I've heard like you, it's kind of blissfully.
Anyways, here's the story.
Yeah, probably.
The story is here is that two men sentenced to death for multiple murders have been executed in Japan. The first time death penalty has been used in the country this year. Koichi Shoji, 64, and Yasunori Suzuki, 50, were executed by hanging on Friday, taking the total number of executions under Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's government to 38 since he took office in 2012. These are extremely cool cases, taking the precious lives of people who have no faults. I'm sure, yeah. This is the justice talking. I have ordered the execution of the death penalty after giving doubly prudent consideration. For killing two people, these people... I don't get killing for killing. It doesn't make sense. It's like...
It doesn't make sense to me either.
Plus death absolves them of any wrongdoing. They don't... And it's not reformative. It's just you're punishing somebody for nothing, and it's more retributive.
Well, I agree with that.
It's a very primitive way of doing things.
Beyond all that, Eric, there's the whole moral argument against it because I don't know.
Morals? No, I'm sorry. Go on.
I don't need pesky morals. I don't know what the percentages of people that are innocent that get executed, but even if it's a small chance, I'm not for it. I don't want any innocent person to die because which brings me to Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris hid evidence that could have exonerated an innocent person, and luckily the courts, you know, ordered that evidence to come forward, but And
they didn't punish her for it, of course.
And of course not. She's running for fucking president right now. but I think if that case would have went forward, that would have been the end of Harris's political aspirations. But there's just no moral argument to keep the death penalty around. I mean, Donald Trump called for the execution of five innocent people, and he still thinks that those innocent people should be killed for some weird reason. It's like... Where's your
moral... He thinks anybody disagrees with him should be killed.
Yeah, where's your moral compass? Like, we need to start having bigger voices.
Here's another thing.
People won't realize, like, he really does idolize Putin. Like, Putin has control over his country, and that's what Trump wants. He's like, I love that.
Here's what's even worse about Japanese executions, that they're normally done in secret with, like, no advance warning given to the prisoners, the family, or legal representatives. So it's like Guantanamo Bay type of shit.
Yeah, that's ridiculous, man.
And prisoners often only learn of their execution a matter of hours before it takes place.
Yeah, that's terrible.
And it's at least like the silver lining here is it's usually only reserved for people who commit multiple murder.
Yeah, but still, even then, you can be mistaken. Like, you could have the wrong guy.
I know all the arguments. It's just, I'm just saying.
It's not just that, like...
I'm not trying to excuse this because I don't like the death penalty at all.
Yeah, what were you saying, Breakman?
Something that's been going on in this city, a rise in the violence, has been because of retribution killing.
Yeah.
Like somebody kills somebody and then their brother or their cousin or somebody else, you know, somebody loved that person, somebody cared about that person. They retaliate and they kill somebody. They go after that person that killed their friend or their family member.
Yeah,
the person that they kill had family that loved them too and cared about them, and they want revenge. It's an endless cycle.
Yeah, the problem.
It's an endless cycle of violence. Right. Killing begets killing.
Right. Here's the thing.
I just wanted to add a little bit more to that. It says Japan's Code of Criminal Procedure states that the death penalty should be implemented within 6 months of the sentence being issued, but that's almost never the case. They don't even follow their own fucking laws.
Yeah, Freak 5 says, my grandfather said that we should start killing people at the southern border. Just kill 100 or so, and the rest will quit trying to get in. That is fucking – that is terrible. And your grandfather is a terrible human being, Freak 5. And I'm sorry to say that because he's your grandfather. But that way of thinking – I had – there was – the original host of this show, Lumen, we had an argument one time, and it kind of was the downfall of our entire relationship, because he said either you should do one of two things. Either you should make open borders, give everybody a social security number, and then, you know, you start paying taxes, or you should set up turrets at the border and just gun down anybody that tries to cross. And I was like, if you think that, you're morally fucking bankrupt.
I think he's just trying to say, well, obviously we shouldn't do the other choice, but like, if you're gonna do one or the other,
I think people are blending reality and fiction way too much.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think a lot of that's going on. Like, people are thinking, like, you know, yeah, just kill a few of them, let's wipe them out, because they see movies where, like, let's just kill, where death is prevalent in America, you know?
Yeah, no, but killing here's...
is prevalent on television, movies, music. It's just our culture.
Right, you know? But here's my not counter to that, Breakman, but kind of my way of thinking on it, on the whole thing. If that's even an option to you, then you need to check your moral compass. Like, if you think it should be one of two ways.
Why would she even say that?
No.
I'm not like disagreeing with you. I don't know Lumen. Like, he probably meant it like as an asshole. But I think a lot of people, like, they don't realize, like, the reality of what they're saying.
Right. Because I guarantee if you say, okay, let's implement that, and you get to be the one to shoot the 100 people, come on, let's go. Nobody would fucking do that. Right. And by the way, the vast majority, I'd say 99% of the people that are coming up here are trying to escape the very violence that you want to perpetuate on them. You know, all these people from El Salvador and Guatemala and fucking Colombia. Why the fuck do you think they walk 2,000 miles to get to the southern border?
I know, some of the arguments against that. Well, look at all the violence and the rape and everything they're dealing with on the way. Yeah, still exactly. Better than what they were dealing with before, which is a horrible fucking thing to say.
Yeah, that's...
Which makes what you're saying even worse.
Yeah, it you're right, man. Violence begets violence. It's a terrible cycle, and we're perpetuators of that, and we think we're special. The United States is super special in this regard, and we should never open up our arms to other people, even though the founding fucking premise of this whole goddamn country was to let people in. And that's why we have the Statue of Liberty.
Bring us your sick, bring us your poor.
Right, your huddled masses.
What was it all? I can't remember what it's like. I'm a little bit drunk.
Your huddled masses. Bring us your poor, your huddled masses, Breakman. But that's the whole – it's a beacon of light to you know, kind of wave people into the New York Harbor. You know, and we would accept them because of the tyranny that's been going on, and, you know, went back in the day with Germany and everything fucking else. So, you know, these are lessons that we haven't learned as a society, and it saddens me. Like, we are actively holding hundreds upon hundreds of thousands of people at the fucking border and not letting them seek asylum, which is the fucking law of the land. They are allowed to seek asylum. Now, a judge could say, nope, or he could say.
See, that's the thing is, also these people that are separated, we have court orders saying that this doesn't happen anymore,
right?
But Trump is still like denying court orders; it's still happening.
Yeah, Freak Five brings up a good point.
We need some people to crack down on this shit. Because
yeah, Freak Five. It's law. Yeah, Freak Five makes a good point. He said he told his grandfather that's not very pro-life, and I would agree with you 100% on that, Freak Five. Like, that's a great retort for sure. These people that tout pro-life measures, like, you know, you shouldn't have abortion. Well, about
we've talked about that many times. Yeah. The hypocrisy of that.
Like, it's hypocrisy.
They're anti-abortion, but they're pro-gun and pro-killing. Like, for instance, like
and pro anything like Medicare for all, or, you know, welfare for children, right, or whatever.
Right, right.
That guy who that kid who bought an assault rifle at 18 years old and just went on a little killing spree and stuff like that.
Yeah, at the garlic a garlic festival, a fucking fun little event, and that's what happens.
I think the legal age of smoking is 18 in California, and the legal age of drinking is I think they're both 21, drinking and smoking.
That was weird.
Or alcohol, but and cigarettes, you know, cigarettes will kill you. Yeah, cigarettes will kill you in like 20, 30, 40 years.
Yeah.
Guns will kill you right now.
Yeah.
So he can get guns.
Right.
He can get an assault rifle. And the assault rifle, the only purpose of an assault rifle is to kill a human being.
Yeah.
But yeah. back to the whole article. It's like the good thing here is that nobody in Japan wants the capital punishment to continue.
Yeah.
They want it gone.
Well, they need to start protesting, Eric. I mean, I was very heartened because in
But like much like our government, the people in charge don't give a fuck and nobody's stopping them.
Yeah, well, I mean, shit will change if people take to the streets, Eric. I saw a very heartening video from a tragedy in the Sudan. The army just started randomly trying to shoot through crowds of kids that were protesting. They killed 5 kids, I believe. And then the people of Sudan said, you know what? Enough's enough. We're going to fucking all get out to the streets. And there was literally hundreds of thousands of people in the streets.
So, yeah, it's kind of like how they blocked all the ICE members in this one town.
Oh, yeah. That's been going on. That's Jews against ICE. Has been shutting down ICE facilities because they're fucking sick of this fucking border policy that we have. And you know what? If ever there was an authority on
well, the type... what we need to do is we need to like raid the ICE centers and liberate all the people and like tie up all of the guards.
Yeah, I mean it might take something like that, Eric. But if anybody is a moral authority on genocide and the bullshit that's going on at the fucking border, it's Jewish people. All right? They have a long...
Does the army really want to stop us? Are you really going to send us in to stop us from raiding all these ICE places?
Right, right.
I mean, there's got to be enough people in the military who don't want to deal with Trump's racist agenda.
Yeah, I agree. There's no reason for the army to be even at the border. I actually think it's illegal for them to be at the border and they're still there. But it's because we have a hateful president in office right now. So, you know.
And people who are so, like, I'll suck your authoritarian dick that I'll follow your orders anyways, even though they're reprehensible.
Yeah, what were you going to say, Brake?
Well, that's a – that we can get all – we could talk a lot about that because there's a human condition where a lot of people are really just, for the most part, sheep. Like, all of us have the ability to be sheep. So we have to constantly look out for ourselves and not become, you know – anyway, yeah. But what I was going to say, what was I going to say? What was I talking about?
I don't know, man.
What did you say before?
I can't remember, Breakman, but we need to move on to my Stinko of the Week. I was watching.
And Break, this is more further accentuated by the fact that church talks about being shepherds of a flock.
Yeah.
Like if you're a priest, you have a flock and you're the shepherd and all that Bible shit.
Yeah. let's move on. Twitter trolls, man. I've been having kind of a good time with you, Breakman. Like there's never been a time when I haven't been fighting against somebody on Twitter for some bullshit, whether it's religion or politics or, you know, but I've been noticing you've been having quite a good time and the people that you've been fighting have been every bit as idiotic as the people that I've been fighting. Like I made a comment about, somebody was like lamenting about Obama and wishing that we were back in the Obama days. And I was like, why? So we could go from 7 to 20 wars. I mean, like literally we went from 2 to 7 wars under Obama.
Because we became the world police under him. That was something. Remember when Team America came out? That was a joke at the time of under Bush. Like we're getting ourselves involved and stuff like that. And then Obama like took it to the extreme.
Yeah, the deporter in chief Obama, who deported 4 million people, by the way. And people were like, good, we should deport more people. Well, fucking, really? Who built this fucking economy?
I wish we could start with Congress.
Yeah, exactly. Let's deport Congress and deport the executive in chief, too, while we're at it, man. Fuck them all. And Steve Mnuchin.
We can send them back to the countries they like Moscow Mitch. And go back to Russia.
I love it, Breakman. That's awesome. Also, DMV wait time still sucks. That's another government function that should be just totally fucking redone.
And let me say too, like, is what I said, is that offensive to you? I said, go back to your country and you're not from Russia.
Yeah,
exactly. That's offensive, but you know what Trump said and his people said, you know, if you think that is, go fuck yourself.
You know what's funny?
You know what? You can really, Mitch McConnell, you can go fuck yourself.
You know what's really funny, Breakman, is we're all fucking immigrants here. You know what I mean? Like, none of us, unless you're a fucking Native American, I don't want to hear your fucking bullshit, you know? So the next time you want to send somebody back to their fucking
home country. I hate it when Native Americans talk about other people not wanting them, not wanting them people being in the country.
Yeah, I've heard that.
I've seen, like, Cherokee, half Cherokee people say, like, it's like Trump said, if you don't like the country, then leave. It's
like, well, here's the thing. They have a valid argument, but for everybody but them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because they were the originators here before anybody else was in this fucking country. It was Native Americans. Sorry, that's history. Look it up. You know what I mean? And you want to talk about a genocide almost. I mean, they were almost eradicated out of the United States by
I'm just saying, if you're a First Nationer, you should have sympathy for these people.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. But I think more so politicians should be all on the side of not open borders. I'm not saying open borders, but a system akin to open borders where we welcome anybody that wants to come here and work hard. And you
people
know what I mean?
Looking for asylum. That was supposed to be our thing, you know?
Yeah,
like that was supposed to what this country was born on. Like,
yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's one of the reasons we got great. If it, if we didn't let Jewish people in during World War II era, we wouldn't have had Albert Einstein, the greatest mind the world's ever known.
Yeah, I know. You know, man. He
probably would have been murdered in fucking Germany.
And let me quickly dispel a myth. You know, Donald Trump talked about all, you know, the Mexicans coming up here weren't good people and they were mostly rapists and MS-13. I have never seen an MS-13 gang member in all of Denver. And Denver's pretty huge. And I know they're prevalent on the East and West Coast and whatnot. But are you going to equivocate that in the grand scheme of things, MS-13 with everybody that comes from the fucking southern border? Really? Everybody is MS-13 that comes up here. These women and children that have walked 2,000 miles are fucking gang members. Get the fuck out of here. You know nothing.
Who fled the country to avoid that shit.
Yeah. Trump is so fucking clueless. He's in a bubble. He's in a white bubble. He thinks everything should be white. And Rosie,
he's a Nazi. I mean, even Germany is calling him a Nazi.
Yeah, I mean, I saw that too in that magazine. And he's not
a Nazi.
Far from
isn't
it.
Just a person who kills Jews. Yeah. It is literally a person who has a very specific ideology about how their race is the best race, and their race is white. So white supremacy.
There is something to
plus nationalism.
Yeah, there is something to equivocate Trump to. To a white nationalist or a Nazi, because that, I mean, everything that he says leans in that direction. I mean, when you single people out, people of color, always, it's never, he never takes like Adam Schiff, for instance, to task other than to say Adam shit. You know what I mean? Like, he never like says racist like things like go back to your country or anything like that. Why would he? Cause he's white. You know, I mean,
let me add something that I've been quiet. I was looking for this stat here.
Yeah.
On MS-13. In 2018, the gang accounted for less than 1% of the total gang members in the United States.
There it is. Thank you. We love it when we bring facts to the show, Breakman. I really appreciate that, man. I didn't even think.
Sorry it took me so long. I should have just gone to Wikipedia.
Yeah, less than 1% of all gangs in the United States, which, by the way, the gang population has gone down steadily for years. It's not what everybody makes it out to be. Like, Chicago's not a fucking wasteland. Baltimore's not a wasteland. L.A. is not a fucking wasteland. Like literally.
I think Trump has been playing too much Final Fight, and he thinks Mad Gear's everywhere.
On that note, man.
I would love to watch him play a video game. It'd be fucking embarrassing for him. And
I'm sure he could get with the Wii U for about 5 minutes.
I wonder who would be worse, him or DSP?
That's a good question. We'd have to ask MXT on that, man.
I'd rather see him versus
Mike. No, I said DSP, not MXT.
DSP. Let's move on. But before we move on, I meant to, we got an update on the jizz lobber from Freak 5. He said last week a coworker found out that, the guy jerking off in the bathroom only got a 3-day suspension. He said that's all it takes. I'm going to get a 3-day suspension. A couple minutes, he walked back over to where he was working. I told him that was quick, and he said, that is what my wife
says. I think my chat is dead because I haven't seen that at all.
That was way up on the chat. Then he said, let me finish, Eric. He says, this week he called in sick because of his shitty attendance. He got a 3-day suspension. He was back today. I told him I thought he was only joking about getting that suspension. He said, and I didn't even get a happy ending. So that's the update on the jizz locker. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
So has he been jizzing anymore? I mean, is the workplace wanker wanking?
Workplace wanker.
How come he hasn't been fired yet?
I know exactly.
Well, if he's not still wanking, that'd be why. But I want to know if there's evidence. Like, have there been little spots on the toilet seats?
He's a reformed wanker. Breakman. He's
Before he was doing it all over the floor and stuff. Like, he just didn't care.
Is he a born again? Is he born again wanker?
Born again wanker. Yeah, he's on the 12-step on the 12 wank program. So he's
on the straight age wanking.
All right, let's move on to our sweetos.
Sweet of the week.
All right, Breakman, what's your sweet of the week?
I just gotta say to the Reds, the last several years by August, it has been just absolutely dismal and unwatchable. Mm-hmm. They're still fun, even though they're not gonna make it to the playoffs. Like they'd have to win like 75% of their games, I think, to get to the playoffs at this point. Yeah, but they're still making it fun. Like, they're still playing and they're still competing. Usually by this time, it's just like, it's sad and we're done with them. And just, is it football season yet? Almost.
Yeah, it is, man. I mean, the preseason was yesterday. That's part of my sweet old man. The Broncos won, which was cool, even though it doesn't mean anything, 14-10 against non-starters, but Freak Five says later all going out to dinner later.
You can't just leave and say you're going out to dinner without telling us where.
I know. Come on, man. We gotta have a little.
Yeah, we need details.
Exactly.
nosy grinders.
I agree with you. Break. I mean, our season's over. The Rocky season's over. But they're fun to watch and they're competitive. That's all you kind of want to see. You know. I mean, we're not completely out of it. I think we're like. I don't think it lasts. Like,
your team's like mine, not mathematically eliminated.
Yeah,
but not in it.
Yeah, exactly. There's no way, man. They ain't making.
They're in miracle status.
I mean,
right now,
unless like they do it like that one year they did like a 22 win game streak, which was crazy. I don't know if you remember that break, man, but they won like 22 in a row to get into the playoffs. Like,
that's insane. Yeah, that's exactly what both of these teams need to get there.
Like a 20 game win streak or something, which will never happen. Actually, I don't think anybody's had a 20 game win streak since the Rockies did it last, man.
That's not easy.
Yeah, not at all. Eric, I didn't see a sweet on yours, so I'll just go to mine. I got tickets to KnotFest 2019, and if anybody doesn't know what that is, that's Slipknot, and they always have a host of excellent bands. I'll be seeing Volbeat and Gojira. I'm really excited to see, man. That's a great French band.
I like
band.
That name. I've never heard of them.
Oh, dude, they're
I love the name.
They're Gojira. Really
they named themselves after Godzilla.
If you don't mind like a heavier kind of tone, but not super super heavy, but they're really good. It's a French band, man, and they're excellent, man. They are super 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 great. Bernie says Gojira. And I say, yeah, I'm excited, man. I can't wait for it. It's going to be fun.
I mean, seriously, like, how did somebody get Godzilla out of that?
I know, man. Well, that's
the Japanese name for Godzilla.
Yeah, Gojira is the
No, Japanese. I'm saying, like, originally, like, Godzilla, it became his name in America because somebody misheard Gojira.
Well, Japanese can't really
pronounce.
I'm saying,
how did you mishear it?
Because it literally translates to Godzilla.
Yeah, you can't, like, in like, Japanese.
Like, basically, Gojira is a translation of God Lizard.
Yeah, and besides that, like, if you have a Japanese person say Godzilla, it kind of sounds like Gojira. So, like, they can't really pronounce the L's that as well as we can, you know. But it's – I can't wait for it, man. It's going to be fun. I'll have a review. We I think the last review of a concert was Metallica. I did – it was probably a year ago or two now. But I'll have a review of KnotFest 2019 next week. So I'm really excited
for that.
That's
if you don't die in the mosh pit.
Well, I won't be in any mosh – I'm in the nosebleeds, man. Unless I get upgraded on tickets, I ain't going anywhere near the mosh pit, man. You know, so – but it'll be fun. And I'm sure I'll have lots to talk about. I'll probably be high as fuck before that show, but we'll see. And also I'll tell you how I snuck in you know, my joints and stuff to Knotfest 2019. But anyways, it's going to be a fun time. What's that, Break?
You have to sneak it in. I thought that stuff was legal now.
You can't smoke it in public places, and they're not going to stop it because it's a fucking concert. When have you ever been to a concert?
That's what I'm saying. That doesn't make sense, because any music concert I've ever been to, I smell weed at some point.
They'll confiscate it, man. I don't want to take the
chance. But that does, in a state where it's legal, that doesn't make sense.
It's legal. If you smoke it in your own house, you cannot smoke it in any...
Right. I'm saying, but it should be legal in places like that where it's happening anyway.
Nope. It's not allowed. They will confiscate it from you for sure. Okay. Which sucks.
That just strikes to me as a slap in the face of common sense.
I agree. I totally agree. I think it's stupid. I think... If there was,
I got a PSA.
I think the first time
y'all.
I think the first time I smelled it too, I was like, God, is there fucking skunk here? No, they're smoking weed over there. Oh.
What were you saying, Eric?
I got a random question. Like, how many of you knew Boots or Bartz's last name from Final Fantasy V?
How many? What?
His last name?
Yeah, he apparently has a last name, and it's Clauser.
Oh, okay.
What's Clauser?
Yeah. That's Clauser.
Bernie says we're definitely not moshing. I totally agree. We're definitely not moshing.
I'm wondering when they decide to give him a last name.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's move on, guys. To free fall.
I'm around 6 when we start
using
it. Huh? Why are you playing this game when I'm talking? What the hell, man? It's all about me.
How dare you, Breakman? How dare you?
What was Break saying?
I have no idea. What were you saying, Breakman? I played the clip. I thought you were done, you son of a bitch.
I said that, well, in Final Fantasy VI is when they started really giving characters last names, so they probably retconned it where all the 5 and 4, and they've all got last names now.
Came up with the most ridiculous
names ever. Yeah, because, like, I don't remember, like, Cecil having last name until they... maybe, like, until the remake came out.
I'm pretty sure they retconned it.
Cecil's last name is Buttigieg.
I think the only Final Fantasy that don't have character last names are 2 and 3.
Yeah. Dungeon says, slam dancing for everyone. Exactly, Dungeon.
They'll probably retcon those, too, at one point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder... Barrett Wallace, that's right. It's almost never mentioned, but I keep forgetting that it's Wallace. And then Marlene is actually his adopted daughter.
Yeah. Well, this is a good segue here, guys. You're talking about some good old, you know, old school turn-based RPGs.
But I don't think they ever gained Dian a last name.
God damn it, Eric. Perfect transition, and you ruined it, you son of a bitch. Our free-for-all here, we're talking about... the erosion of the turn-based RPG. Eric, this is your topic that I told you to save for this week, and I'm glad we're going to be talking about two things this week. Both one not so fun to talk about, this one, and then a fun one that we'll do after. But I've been noticing, man, there's been a steady decline in really old-school turn-based RPGs, and I'm wondering what you guys think. Is the old-school turn-based RPG a thing of the past, and it's just never going to come back, or are we going to constantly see just a, like...
More like the big-name ones, because you can always find an indie game that uses that.
Yeah, of course, because it's probably easier to program, et cetera, et cetera. But I don't know. What do you guys think, man? This is something that's near and dear to my heart, because I mean, that's my favorite way of playing an RPG, is good old turn-based RPG. You know, lately it's been almost all action RPGs. I mean, every once in a while you get one, but what are your thoughts on it, Breakman? What do you think?
Mostly lately I've been playing, I shouldn't say that. I've been playing Record Keeper, which is, it's not really a traditional turn-based RPG. Well, the combat is a lot like Final Fantasy VI in the game, but I mean, it doesn't have the traditional, you know, walk to towns, going to the overworld and stuff like that. And then I'm playing like Borderlands, which is total action RPG, shooting, guns, blood, violence, gore, you know, the fun stuff. But it's not turn-based. Like, you don't get a moment to breathe sometimes. Like,
yeah.
Especially if you're fighting a boss. Like, God, my fingers start hurting after a while fighting some of these bosses.
Yeah.
And Square's, like, stepped away from this, too, with, like,
like Final Fantasy, starting with Final Fantasy 13.
Yeah,
and with its ATB system that feels more like an action game where you're just putting in inputs and queuing up commands.
Yeah, I think the newer generation has
a small... And then 15 was a pure action game that you can use tactical pauses to like get your bearings, but other than that, it's mostly automated.
Yeah, no,
that sounds sort of like the Fallout. Like, yeah, you can play it in real time, but you gotta there's this VAT system which freezes time basically, and you can target specific points on
that. And Seven's doing that too. So like you get like a ATB gauge, and then like once one of those fills up, you can like queue like. You can pause the action and then, like, do a spell or something.
Yeah, Dungeon, mm-hmm. I mean, Dungeon says it best. He says, turn-based RPGs are still around, maybe not as much of a standard among AAA developers, but they're there. Sometimes they're also user-driven, using pause instead of systems-driven with forced rounds. Yeah, that's what we were just talking about, like the VAT system and Fallout.
I just want another turn-based Final Fantasy again, but we're getting stuff like Bravely Default and... Octopath Traveler doing that.
Aren't we supposed to be getting a sequel to Dimensions? That'll be a turn-based RPG.
No, we already got Dimensions 2.
We did? Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Dungeon says Fallout 2 was the last traditional turn-based one. F3 allowed users to swap between VATS-driven or real-time. Yeah, I remember Fallout 3 being that way. And actually, that's kind of an innovative way of doing it. I think, what was it, Knights of the Old Republic had kind of a pause, like, tactical type thing that worked really well that I liked quite a bit. But I really do want another triple A game like that, man. Like,
I want another Knights of the Old Republic since you brought it up.
Goddamn right I would love another one of those
games. Well, not if it's under the stable of EA, though. So
I want another Knights of the Old Republic, but I want it finished. I don't want the second one where the game has huge chunks cut out.
And I don't want, like, live service-y nonsense.
Oh, yeah, no live service nonsense. Just give us DLC. I mean, I think we pretty much all accept that we're going to get DLC from here on out.
Did anybody
hear
about the Knights of Old Republic 2 mod that gives you HD visual touch-up, and then combine that with the mod that fixes the missing content by filling it in?
That would be nice.
That's interesting.
Dungeon says, like Eric says, I really want another turn-based Final Fantasy. I'd love another Knights of the Old Republic as well.
More like a turn-based Final Fantasy that isn't a spinoff.
Yeah.
Just like, I dare you, Square, to make a mainline Final Fantasy. Make 16 a turn-based affair. I don't care if it's modern graphics. Just make it turn-based.
How about a Shin Megami Tensei? Turn-based game again. Can we get one of those? That would be nice.
They're all turn-based.
Yeah, I know, but I want like a modernized turn-based, like old school turn-based one, man. That would be really nice.
Persona. I am really confused by what you just said.
Persona,
you want a modern? What?
Persona 5 was that's kind of more action oriented now, isn't it? I haven't really played.
Persona 5 is still turn-based.
Still turn-based. Okay, because I didn't play much of 5. I just kind of.
It's got a unique setup where like. Like each face button does something else.
Yeah,
that's it.
Dungeon
and the new Cold Steel 3 does that too. It's like each button does something. Like Square will like do an attack, and like Triangle like access your spell menu.
Yeah. Dungeon says KOTOR MMO is pretty much a sequel. Unfortunately, from what they said a while back. Dungeon said turn-based Final Fantasy 16, sign me up. I agree with you, Dungeon. I would totally be there. I that would be so fun.
I want like a turn-based game with no random like that's what I don't want. I fucking, you know, random attacks. Like,
I'm okay. I'm actually okay with that.
No more random battles. So.
I don't mind the
Odyssey actually has random battles, but that's like the only like good one in recent memory.
I don't mind it as long as
I'm
it's
okay
done
with
well.
If the enemies are on the map and stuff like that.
That's
you can
cool
see
too.
Them and run into them, but no more random battles. I'm tired of just walking and all of a sudden you're in a fight.
Yeah,
I don't want that anymore.
Yeah, Dungeon says the combat system. And I agree with you actually. I don't mind when they put the enemies on the screen. You can see them. It's still random battles, but it's not. You know, it's not like. Not like it was.
Yeah, but it's not the same stuff. And they did a clever. I think it was Final Fantasy IX where they did. There's a point where you get a boat, and because the enemies are underwater, you don't see them. But the rest of the game, you see the enemies on the map.
Yeah.
It was just kind of a clever approach. Like, oh, that's fun.
I don't think what game? I don't think that was 9.
I was thinking Dragon Quest 9.
Oh, yeah. Dragon Quest 9. Yeah, 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 yeah. You're right.
Or any Dragon Quest. Yeah. Because after 9. Because
you can
see enemies on the screen, but like, so both the only time that's still random.
Yeah, I don't mind random battles. It's fine with me, but I agree with you that the latter is better. Dungeon says combat system in Final Fantasy 15 grew on him, and the food just looks so good in that. I from what I've seen, Dungeon, I haven't dabbled too much in Final Fantasy 15, but
I need to play more 15. I just haven't had time to ever play it.
Yeah. All right, we got one more free for all topic, and this is actually a fun one, guys. Your favorite genres of music? I mean, I talked about Knotfest earlier that I'll be attending on Tuesday, and I'll review on Friday if you want to stick around on that. But I'm just kind of curious to kind of know, what are your favorite genres of music and favorite artists? And I'll actually start with Eric on this one.
Let's see. I'm gonna go with, I like jazz and I like hip hop.
Do you like jazz hands?
Jazz, yeah, jazz. No. I'll tell you the ones I don't like. I don't like country.
Oh God, yeah. Just throw country
nobody out. Who has working ears likes country.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I agree. With you.
There are some songs I like, but mostly it's like the funny songs and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I don't like polka.
Polka, I'll give it a pass.
It can be, depending on the context of the game, but usually I don't care for it.
Yeah. I'm okay when Weird Al does it. That's about it.
There you go. Most Mexican music.
The Pokemon is... polka, you mean? The Pokemon?
I didn't think we were talking about just in the realm of games. I thought we were talking about just in general, right?
In general. I mean,
yeah. So, when it comes to polka, only when Weird Al does it.
Yeah. You know, but you brought up jazz and video games. Like, one of the coolest soundtrack was Wizardry for the Tales of the Forsaken Land. It was a jazzy soundtrack. It was like at first it was kind of jarring, but then you kind of got used to it. I love that.
Also, the only like anything with dubstep can just die in a fire.
Oh, look at this. Dungeon brings up a good one. 80s music is great. Bernie says Phil Collins. I don't mind me some Phil Collins.
I really hate the Skrillex has tainted anything that Yoko Shimomura did in Kingdom Hearts 3.
What did they call that? That was like... I don't mind Skrillex, but it's not my favorite. Bernie says Guns N' Roses, of course. Metallica, Gojira, Ghost. Ghost is another great up-and-coming like heavy metal kind of band, but they're more like artsy performance artists than anything. Great game soundtracks, Dungeon says. What else?
And also, not just because I'm secular, but... I don't like Christian music because Christian music's preachy bullshit. So there.
Yeah. What about you, Breakman? What are some of your favorite genres of music and some of your favorite artists?
I'd say that lately I'd say I'd probably listen mostly to classic rock.
Yeah. Yeah. Classic rock's a great one for sure. What are some of your faves, man?
Well, let me see. Who am I listening to a lot?
Huey Lewis in the news.
Huey Lewis. Always listen to Huey Lewis. I love Huey Lewis. Why are you? Don't laugh, Frank.
Love Huey Lewis. I don't mind Huey Lewis, man. It's kind of sad he lost his hearing.
Phil Collins.
I've been listening to a little bit of him.
Genesis.
I love Phil Collins and Genesis, but I was actually thinking like earlier, like older rock. I was thinking like 60s, 70s, stuff
Ooh.
Like
The Doors.
The Doors. That's
I'm not really listening to Doors. I was thinking more like I've been listening to a lot of Stones lately.
Oh, there you go. I like a little Gimme Shelter. I don't mind that at all, man.
Does anybody listen to the Ramones?
Yes, absolutely, man. The Ramones are fucking awesome, man. I don't want to be buried in a pit. You know that whole deal. That's a great song, man. What was the one that you just said, Breakman?
I just said I've been listening to Rolling Stones a lot.
Stones, Rolling Stones, like Gimme Shelter. The beginning of Gimme Shelter is one of the best.
Gimme Rolling Stones' "Live and Let Die" song, man.
No, that's
that's right. McCartney.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's McCartney.
That's the Beatles. Yeah. Ex-Beatles. Yeah.
How could anybody not like this song, man? I mean, just listen to that. That's just like fucking classic. I'm not a huge Stones fan, but you know, you do a little Gimme Shelter, I'm okay with that, man. That's okay. What else you got?
And I see Lynyrd Skynyrd popped up on there. I've been listening to some Lynyrd Skynyrd too.
Oh god. No more Freebird, man. If I hear that goddamn song one more fucking Freebird, time. Not Freebird,
but they have other great songs like They Call Me the Breeze. That's a great song.
Oh, God.
You don't like They Call Me the Breeze? You don't like that song?
I can't stand Lynyrd Skynyrd, man. They're just like... They're like
I'm not really into the whole like Manson thing.
But the thing about Lynyrd Skynyrd is they're like always associated with like Dixie and like that fucking Confederate flag, man. Like you can't.
But I like. There's a lot of Southern rock I like. I love CCR.
Yeah, CCR is different. They're more like Louisiana.
They're
type,
Southern rock. They really are. I mean, they've got some songs that are almost damn near country.
Yeah. What else you got, Breakman? Anything else on your radar, music-wise?
Other than like the classic rock, I've been listening to. Let me see, a lot of Queens of the Stone Age because
they're great, man. Queens of the Stone Age is some fucking good stuff, man.
Let's see here. Trying to think. We're talking about Aerosmith in chat. It's a fantastic band.
Aerosmith's okay, man. I can have Aerosmith.
I would love
small
to
doses.
See them live. I love Aerosmith because we're talking about games of music, and I brought up Revolution X.
Yeah,
that was the only really redeeming quality of the game is it had Aerosmith.
Anything with Devo?
Yeah, Devo. There you go. That's an old school reference, Eric. There you go. Devo's all right. A lot of
Pointer Sisters for the Beverly Hills soundtrack says Ghostbusters. Beverly Hills soundtrack's fantastic.
Oh, it's oh yeah, da-da-da-da. You know that whole deal, man. Yeah.
No, that's Ferris Bueller.
That was originally Ferris Bueller, but I think it's on that Beverly Hills soundtrack man.
It's Ferris. No, you're not thinking of the same.
No, thing. No, they played that on. Wasn't it Beverly Hills? They played that too, man. That's I remember that song from.
Maybe on the third one because. Good God, the third movie should have never happened.
I know, I agree, man. Beverly Hills soundtrack.
I've never watched any of the Beverly Hills
Cop. The first one is fantastic, and the second one has its moments, but the third one is like, there's a shark, and you know how people usually jump sharks? Well, they took an aquarium full of sharks.
Yeah.
They jumped them all at the same time. Like, it's crazy. Yeah.
Here's a little bit of...
I never watched the Beverly
Hills Cop movie. Was so bad that part of the reason terrible soundtrack.
Yeah, wasn't I'm no? It was it I'm So Excited or was it Jump that was on the soundtrack Dungeon? I can't remember. Pointer Sisters were awesome. I don't know what you guys are talking about, man. That soundtrack is gold. Def Leppard.
Wait,
Dungeon Sisters.
I said I liked it. I don't know. Me and Dungeon Bus said we liked that soundtrack. You were the one being a contrarian. Changing. And what are you, Donald Trump? Fake news?
How dare you? How dare you? You're exiled, you son of a bitch. This is good stuff, man. Fucking Pointer Sisters, of course, man. Why not, man? What about
The guy with the saxophone? I don't know. I don't remember the name of that artist, but he had like the Axel F soundtrack song. And there's the Neutron Dance. Yes,
the Neutron Dance. Yeah, I remember that. Oh, Axel.
This turned into Grindr dance party all of a sudden. Right.
Oh shit!
Movie soundtracks of the '80s has the best movie soundtracks. Period. Yeah.
Let me check this shit out. You guys remember this?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's Axel F.
That is Axel F. Man, I'll get Neutron Dance in here. Why not, man? Let's do it, man. We got a little bit of time. Neutron Dance. Shit. Why not? That's a fucking great song.
Neutron Dance with Beverly Hills Cop. You just want to get to the car chase and find some bad guys. Yeah. Just get
and there's an ad that you can rent the movie on YouTube.
Yeah. God damn it. That's so good, Dungeon, man. Dungeon, like, brought back, like, I think Dungeon wins the internet for today, man. That shit is so good.
Old school are old. That's what I got all of this.
Fucking Neutron Dance. How did I forget about Neutron Dance, man?
Even crappy movies had great soundtracks in the 80s.
Yeah, I totally agree. Footloose had a great soundtrack.
People love Top Gun, and there's a sequel coming out, and everybody's excited for it.
Yeah.
The soundtrack was fantastic. Yeah. Anything involving the movie was fucking garbage.
Yeah,
I'm sorry to you Top Gun fans, because I know there's a lot of you, but I hate that movie so much.
I don't mind the movie, but a sequel?
Iron Eagle. You want to watch a movie about jets and stuff like that, watch Iron Eagle.
What else, Brickman?
I bet if MXC were here, he'd say the Power Rangers movie soundtrack was the best soundtrack in the world.
Why are you representing for MXT, Eric? How dare you?
Dungeon Buster doesn't care for Top Gun either.
I'm just curious.
Usually I get like
Dungeon Buster
stuff when I say I don't like.
I'm just seeing if I can get like a Beetlejuice effect to see if he shows up.
Dungeon
has
Buster
a great soundtrack though.
Dungeon
Great
Buster
soundtrack.
Yeah, Bernie brought up Fleetwood Mac. Fleetwood Mac. I got to play a little Fleetwood Mac. But Dungeon Buster, I can't remember the last time I gave you an Exile, and I hate to do it, man. But fuck, dude, Top Gun. How dare you disparage Top? And you too, Break Man.
What about Soundgarden?
Oh, Soundgarden's fucking great, man. They are. Oh man, that is Soundgarden is one of my favorite all time bands, man. They.
Oh, never mind. I won't say anything.
What? What do you mean?
Nothing.
You have something bad to say about Soundgarden?
No, I didn't say a thing. Yeah, I said I wasn't going to say anything, right?
You better not, you son of a bitch. You say one bad thing about Soundgarden, you'll be exiled, son of a bitch. God damn it. You know, this song, The Chain, was on the, I think it was on the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack.
Guardians. Yeah, it was one or the second one. First or the second one, but yeah, that song was on there.
Yeah, it's a great song, man. Fleetwood Mac has
Brandy was on the second one. That's another great song.
Yeah, man.
Who sings Brandy? Who sings Brandy?
God, man, you're making me think, man. How dare you?
Look at that, Jimi Hendrix. I've been listening to some Jimi Hendrix lately.
Dungeon said, "I felt Frank turn into his final form when he thought Break was challenging Soundgarden." How dare you? You know what? There's an interesting story. We got a couple minutes here, man. There's an
Frank
interesting
goes Hulk.
You know, really, Soundgarden should have been a bigger fucking thing than what they were. But back in the day, like MTV wouldn't play super controversial videos. And when the Soundgarden's first big breakout was supposed to be Jesus Christ Pose, this song right here, man, you'll get a gist of it right at the beginning here. But they couldn't show the video, so they had to settle for showing it on like Headbangers Ball, because it had like some controversial religious images or whatever. And they really should have been bigger than what they were. They ended up breaking out with like Black Hole Sun and Outshined. Outshined was a much more, you know, like MTV friendly video. But this song, Jesus Christ Pose, is one of their best, and I really wish they would have like got more fame like right at the beginning. But this is, I'll give you guys a little bit of taste of Jesus Christ Pose. Of course, you have to have like a 10-minute intro to the song, you know.
That's death metal Jesus.
Yeah, death metal Jesus for sure. That little beginning riff right there, man, that just like kind of hooks you into that song, man. It's such a great fucking song. Then you had Chris Cornell's like voice, man. He had one of the all-time great voices, man. God, I love Soundgarden. How dare you, Break Man? How dare you? Bernie says...
I didn't say a word. I don't know why you're mad at me. I said no words.
Bernie, Dungeon Buster says, wow, Headbangers Ball. That was when MTV was good. Exactly, man. I saw a really cool documentary, Dungeon, on Headbangers Ball, man. It was... The Headbangers Ball was the best.
I would love
to
see a documentary on MTV in general. Like, back when they invented music television. Now it's reality television.
Yeah. I mentioned Gojira earlier, but this is I sometimes blast Eric's earwaves with this to kind of do a test, like to make sure that the sound is working. But this is a little taste of
Before you do Gojira, Looking Glass was the name of the band who sang Brandy.
Oh, Looking Glass, yeah, that's right. Classic Metallica. Before the Black Album, man, Master Puppets, Ride the Lightning, Kill 'Em All, those were all fucking great albums. And Justice for All was they were maestros. Metallica still are maestros, man. They're still killing it now. They got good music now, Dungeon. They really do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can see they kind of have like a little heavy.
Oh, this loud music! Oh my god! Oh.
I know, man. They're kind of heavy, man. But I think Gojira is like kind of the new up and coming, like big time band, man. They're really good. They're from France, which is weird to see a heavy metal.
They have to do a cover of Godzilla.
Yeah, Godzilla. That would be cool, man. That's a great song. That's another band, Blue Oyster Cult, man.
Yes.
I mean, Cowbell, dude. Come on, man. Let's see, Steve Miller Band. That's, you brought that up, Breakman. They're great, man. But classic Metallica. I mean, you can't go wrong with anything, man. You name a song from old school Metallica, and I'm like all over it, dude. Metallica is my all time favorite. But Black Sabbath. Black Sabbath is another one, man. I mean, you could tell like my roots are definitely in heavy metal, man. But Dio's another one. You know,
And Dio and Ozzy. I mean, they're both great.
Yeah. You know, and then people sometimes ask me, is that all you listen to, rock and roll? No, I like jazz, like what Derek was saying, like especially
I do not like jazz. I like a lot of music too, but I'm not like jazz.
Especially smooth jazz, a good example, like Sade, man. I could listen to Sade all fucking long. Mega Dungeon Busters.
I'm gonna fall asleep just talking about.
How Jay. Dare you, you son of a bitch? Sade is you son of a bitch. Sade is one of the greatest ever, man. Her voice is fucking amazing, man. How dare you? This song right here. How could you not like this? Here, I'm gonna. You know what? Just for that fucking Dungeon or Breakman. Sorry, Dungeon Buster. I didn't mean you, man. This right here.
Match, you're calling somebody else's name.
This little bass line right here, Breakman. How dare you, son of a bitch? That's one of the greatest bass lines of all time, man. God damn it, I love me some Sade, man. What else? If I'm not doing heavy metal, man, I'm all about the heavy metal. Megadeth is great, man. It was sad to hear about Dave Mustaine's throat cancer, man. He's got it bad, man. I don't know what's going to go on with that dude. But, you know, Megadeth is always a good one, man. I like what do you like? More of the old school Megadeth break or Dungeon Buster or like some of the newer stuff like Tout le Monde's a great song, but I like Holy Wars, man. Holy Wars is great fucking song.
What about Holy Divers?
Holy Divers great.
Been a while since I've seen that.
Holy Diver. You know who did a really good cover of that was Killswitch Engage, which is another one of my newer school heavy metal bands, Killswitch. I don't know if you ever heard of them, but they did a pretty good job of Holy Diver, man. But they have another song I like called Hate by Design, which is really fucking cool. Killswitch Engage is some good shit, man. They're kind of heavy though. Yeah, you kind of get the the gist of my musical leanings for sure. Dungeon says old school stuff for Megadeth. I haven't had a chance to really hear it. They got some good newer stuff, man. Like I consider newer stuff anything after like Sweating Bullets and Symphony of Destruction, stuff like that. Turtle Love. Bernie says, that's a funny story. I'll have to have my mom. I've been kind of tinkering with a new kind of mini segment where I play my mom a song and she tells me like what she thinks the name of the song is based on what she heard. Because one of the songs that I played for her was Turbo Lover by Judas Priest. And what she heard was not Turbo Lover. She heard Turtle Lover, you know, like Mitch McConnell, Turtle Lover. But yeah, she, let's see.
We've mentioned his name more times than he deserves to be mentioned.
Yeah, exactly. Dungeon's like, yeah, Judas Priest. What about some old school Motorhead? Anybody like Motorhead? I bet you Dungeon does. If I mentioned
Ace of Spades is all right until I heard it 5 billion goddamn times because it was on like, well, no, seriously, if you listen to like a lot of 90s and early 2000s soundtracks, for some reason Ace of Spades seems to be on every fucking one.
Yeah, I know, but it's great, man. Somebody brought up the Ramones. This is a cool ass fucking song from the Ramones. There's others, but what about this? Anybody remember this song? No, Breakman? Nothing?
I remember a little bit of it.
Pet Sematary, man. I don't want to be buried. Here we go. I'm going to let this play for a little bit. Hang on. I have to kind of talk because I don't want the algorithms to get us. God, I love that song, man. You know another one that
they
really
play that in the movie?
It was on yeah, they played it. It was actually on the soundtrack. They didn't play it during the movie, but that was like, yeah.
Oh, it's in the remake, really?
Yeah, not the remake. The old school one. It was in the old school one. The soundtrack, not the remake. The remake is ass. Nobody should ever watch the fucking remake. It was total shit. Bernie says Metal Church. You guys ever heard of Metal Church? Metal Church is some badass, man. Fucking A. I love Metal Church. Bernie also says...
I think those are two things that don't belong.
Oh, dude. Metal Church was like... look, I'll give you a little taste of Metal Church. Why not, man? We'll do a little bit of Metal Church here. Why, you know? Here, let's just do it. Come on. Here we go. It's that rasp, that like high-pitched voice. That's this dude. Watch. I'm going to fast forward a little bit. That's kind of the voice that dude has, like that kind of like screechy, you know, kind of voice. That Metal Church doesn't get a lot of credit, man. They started a lot of the new like kind of screechy metal kind of sound, man. They're a great band. Bernie brought up the Ramones Chainsaw. That's a pretty good song. I dig it. Dungeon Buster. What was that
one band? I'm getting hungry. Yeah, I need food.
God damn it. How dare you end the show on that, man? We're having a good time, man. Metal's definitely my favorite. Slipknot's great, man. Oh, you know who else I like? And they're very political. I don't know if you've ever listened to them, Breakman, but Rage Against the Machine. Rage Against the Machine is one of the greatest, man. They are.
I'm not usually up for like metal or anything like that. But how dare you? You're talking about one of those bands that's political. The one I really fucking love, System of a Down.
Oh, System of a Down's great, man. You're not into Rage Against the Machine?
No, I'm not into a lot of like heavy stuff.
Because you're a woman.
I mean, I like some metal, but like it's usually too much for me.
Yeah, like I'm kind of Eric. Like I'm for me, like rock music is Tom Petty. Like Tom Petty's a fucking asshole. And Tom Petty's the greatest that ever lived.
And I'm the old one here, Breakman. Yeah, I'm the
said
old
that
guy.
In chat, actually, I was like, you're talking about metal, and I'm like, in my rock is Tom Petty, and Frank's supposed to be the old one. Yeah.
Dungeon says.
Land of Confusion is so good. It has one of the greatest videos of all time.
It does, but you know what? Disturbed did a fucking bang-on job of that song, man. Disturbed had it. It as long for covers, I'd say Disturbed.
And Mrs. Breakman said the exact same thing.
Yeah, Disturbed had a really.
She is 100% with you. She liked the Disturbed
version. That's because Mrs. Breakman has great taste. And
yeah, she's more into like metal than my man.
Yeah, check this out. Well, I would say Breakman that Mrs. Breakman has better taste than you. That's all I'm saying. You know. What do you say, Breakman? Mrs. Breakman.
She likes me. I mean, you know, she obviously has great taste.
Well, I mean that aside.
That was the most arrogant thing I believe I've ever said.
Dungeon says he heard the remix. It's not bad, but he likes the remix. How dare you, Dungeon? You know what? This is the rare instance that I like the remake better than the original, man. Like seriously, it's like there's not very many songs like that I like the remake better than I like the original. But this happens to be one. Disturbed did a fucking bang on job, man. How dare you guys? All right, yeah. No, we kind of got an end, man.
You don't. Oh shit! What's the name of the song? Coming up with a blank. Go ahead, Frank.
Bernie is exiled because she tried to exile me, and that doesn't work on this show. So you're exiled, Bernie. Damn it. You win, Bernie. You win the exile for the night. Has no puppets, Dungeon. Yeah, it does have a great... Like, the video for the original is better, but the song is... I don't know, man. I really like the fucking... remake, a re-song, whatever they call it. How did they, like, I don't know. The reimagined.
Lynyrd Skynyrd's Simple Man.
Simple Man's been redone so many fucking times.
I know,
man.
But like, I love Shinedown's version.
Shinedown's okay. There was another
I love
version.
Their version better than his. I think he's a fantastic singer.
Yeah. I just don't like.
I know song. You like Disturbed. I get it.
Disturbed is awesome, and Mrs.
She said
Breakman.
She likes Shout by Disturbed too. They remade Shout.
Yeah, haven't you ever heard it, man? Let me play a little bit of that, man.
I probably have.
It's a great version of that. It says Shout 2000. Like they did it in 2000, which is like years ago. But here we go. Here's a little taste of that, man. Let's see if it. Mm. Let me get in the middle of it. Here we go.
Yeah.
You heard that before, Breakman?
Yeah.
God, that really is a good.
I don't hate metal. I'm just not like really into it. Like there are groups like Disturbed, I definitely like. Yes.
I think you're full of shit, Breakman. I think you're a closet metal.
Five Finger Death Punch. They have a great remake too. On Blue on Black and what? And Gone Away.
Five Finger Death Punch is really good. I just wish that the lead singer could fucking not take so many goddamn drugs. How can you say that, Frank? It has no puppets. Yeah,
well,
exactly.
I mean, the Rolling Stones took a lot of drugs and they're still around.
Yeah, and, I know, man.
But, I mean, and God knows, like.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
I was gonna say, God knows, like groups like Motley Crue, like took all the drugs on the West Coast. That they could possibly
Motley Crue and Guns N' Roses, man. Guns N' Roses is great, man. I've seen them in concert like. 2 times now. I saw them with if you can believe this, Breakman, I saw Guns N' Roses with Skid Row. And I saw them with Metallica and Body Count. Body Count's another fucking underrated band. That's Ice-T's band. And they were famous for their Cop Killer song, which is awesome. Right. They have tons more songs. Faith No More is really good. And then one more band I'm going to mention before we get off the air is Godsmack. Godsmack's really good. So, all right.
I like to say it's pretty funny. Like I like Ice-T, but I think it's funny. Like he's the one who did Cop Killer, and now he plays a cop on TV.
Yeah, I know. Well, he did that at the same time that he made that song. It was really, yeah, it's funny. But I like his kind of like lifestyle, man. Like he's so cool. He's one of the coolest human beings to ever fucking live, in my opinion. But anyways, all right. Let's do plugs. Let's start with you, Breakman.
You can follow me at Break_Man on Twitter and at RPGrinders on Twitter, and you can ask me Dear Breakman questions where I can save your relationship. Apparently you people just want your relationships to die. I am trying to help here.
Exactly right, Breakman.
Trying to save the world one tweet at a time.
And what was that handle again? The Twitter handle?
At RPGrinders.
All right, Eric, you're up. Your plugs, please.
All right, I'm going to plug my new retrospective series for Contra that I started this week. I haven't yet to upload it. It'll be up soon. But I'll also plug my review of, it was Blazing Chrome. I put that up because I also put up a review of Bloodstained, but that hadn't been uploaded yet.
Okay. All right, anything else?
Look forward to reviews from that Omega Labyrinth game soon.
Okay. Anything else?
Titty Dungeon. Titty Dungeon game.
Yeah, Titty Dungeon.
Titty Dungeon? What did you say now? I'm listening. Go ahead.
You said the whole point is to make your boobs large.
Yeah, anytime you say titty.
What is this game now?
Omega Labyrinth Life is the name of the game.
Oh, man.
Let me make sure I spell this right. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Anytime you say titties, Breakman's ears like perk up, like where? How? Can I touch them?
Also, Titty Pinball is another game.
Titty Pinball.
Yeah. Yeah, Senran Kagura Peach Ball, that's what it's called.
Yeah, Senran Kagura has always been known for boobs. All right, you can follow me on Twitter, at Frank Branches. You can get me on all of the consoles, RP Grinders, on PlayStation, Xbox, and Nintendo Switch. What else? I'm hardly ever on the Switch or Xbox, though, so you most likely will catch me on the PlayStation, but I will eventually get to you if you're on Xbox or Nintendo. Yeah, go check out Gojira, man. That band is, man, they're one for the ages, man. They're really fucking good. They have more than the song that I played, which is called Stranded, if anybody was wondering. Let's see. I think that's about it. Yeah, I think I got everything in there. Support music, I guess, and support art. Support our art. Subscribe to our channel if you're listening, sons of bitches, motherfuckers.
Or anyway. You could subscribe to some
cowbell. More cowbell, man, for sure, man. On that note, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Till then, we're out, everybody. I should have played Don't Fear the Reaper for you.
Oh, yeah. Don't Fear the Reaper.
We all know I have the best crooning voice of the whole crew here.